Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy hump day. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We're the Old School crew located at 1040 O Street, live in effect. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. A lot going on, obviously, since we're not on Tuesdays. Coaching changes here at local at Nebraska, potential coaching change down there in Chapel Hill. Then we came all the way back to Nebraska and actually the whole Big Ten and the schedule release. So everybody's going to be, you know, trying to chart the wins, and we haven't even played the bowl game yet. Got bowl game, obviously, historia going on. We got a little bit of portal historia going on. You got the, you know, now we got the gauntlet of the NFL season. And then we also got the potential of new coaching vacancies coming very soon. And then obviously with, you know, let alone not even to mention a $100 million quarterback, newly minted one, and Kirk Cousins might be on the bench here based on his five-game skid. I think it's four or five-game skid without a touchdown and plenty of interceptions. So there's a lot going on. We've got a quick segment here so we get back on time. We got about 8 minutes. The big news today, it's not official, but there's obviously been an official offer, and there's obviously mutual interest. The interest comes from Bill Belichick's father, coached at the University of North Carolina from 1953 to 55. So they're playing it like he's paying homage to it. And I think there's some other stuff to fast-track his son to a head coach in waiting. But, DP, what are your thoughts on Bill Belichick potentially bypassing, you know, another NFL hiring cycle and going down to college and getting into this mini version of the NFL that he left?
Belichick has earned the right to make this decision for whatever reason. And I find it hilarious that the OG of do it my way, business and football, personnel management and social engagement, goes against the wave. He goes against the current and looks at Saban and company and said, well, no, I'd actually like to do that. I'd actually like to. You know what? To build people and get people ready for the pros, right? Do it at the college level. And, hey, he actually, you know, whispers that the 105 actually is attractive to him. It's attractive because he's used to working from 53 plus right. some nickels and dimes and having a budget.
Yeah.
And having regional aspects to it and having confines of a conference. And having neighbors to compete against that he can irritate and agitate, and for him to take over. I'm thrilled that he would even talk about it because it goes against all the nonsensical talk about, oh, the NIL is killing college football. No, it's not. That wasn't the plan. That wasn't what it was going to be. I think the idea of him even having the conversation is – him thumbing the nose at a bunch of coaches and saying, oh, is this too hard for you? Is this too difficult for you to coach football and raise young men? Because I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I don't think he'll be doing all that. I think he's going to be the head coach. I think the coaching part, obviously, I think he could do. I don't think that anybody would be able to out prepare him. I don't think any situational football, you know, will, you know, fall through the cracks. I don't think, you know, as far as getting guys prepared to play, I think he can do it. I think that never would be a question. Could he coach? I guess the recruiting part, I think Bill would do good with the boosters and stuff. I just think that the salary cap part, he would probably be excellent at. I think he would probably get some pushback on it because he's notoriously cheap. So that would have to change. But I think if he's going to do it and he's going to be successful, it's no different than when Urban Meyer tried to coach in college. And Urban Meyer's personality is different. He's not who everybody thinks he is. So I think Bill Belichick would just need a staff of guys that he's coached with. So you're thinking like Matt Patricia and all those guys, but then also he has to have young and upcoming coaches like his son, who coaches with Jed Fish, which now that he has intimate knowledge how to do things from somebody that obviously he's related to, that's where I think he could probably lessen the learning curve, because there will be a learning curve. It's interesting that there was interest there. It's interesting that North Carolina, the first two big calls that they called were to Arthur Smith, who was a former player and coach there, and then Bill Belichick. I think they threw it out there to see if he would – it's like throwing out fish and see if the big fish would bite on it, and you're starting to get some nibbles, and now you might have him on the hook. It's going to be interesting if you'll be able to reel him in.
So. Well, I mean, isn't that – I mean, that's new age hustling. It takes the same amount of work to get Bill Belichick as it would to get a new coach. And – you're taking a program in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that has, I don't know, pretty good resources in that whole Jordan Nike thing, and a whole state of really non-compete when it comes to recruiting. He's going to walk in your home, into a parent's home. And remember, he only has to shoot his shot 22 times a year. He's not going to have to, like, we're not talking about Bill Belichick going, you know, coast to coast. No, he's going to have people who do the weeding process. And then when you need the hammer to close, right, you send in the dude, right? That's when you send in, what's from Pulp Fiction, the guy, the cleanup guy that comes in. Send him. That's Belichick. Oh, you came in to clean this up and finish. Okay. Yeah. Because we don't know any 4- and 5-star parents who don't know Bill Belichick and won't respond to it.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, that part. I mean, it's great that he's going to come in. I just know, I won't name names. A friend of mine's son got recruited by Charlie Weiss. Two different sons. One when he's at Notre Dame. I think the other one when he's at Florida. If he comes off like Charlie Weiss, he will be an epic failure. If he uses what him and Nick say, like if he learns from Nick Saban, because Nick Saban is really, really good at recruiting and just being factual. And Nick Saban obviously has more personality, as you've seen on TV, than Bill Belichick. But Bill Belichick has more personality than anybody probably thought of as doing multiple, you know, media outlets and shows and stuff like that. I think that's loosened him up and probably opened his eyes to doing it. If he's taking more of that approach, you know, he'll do well. And it'll just come down to how his staff is formulated, how they find their niche. Because even though you do have resources for, you know, your football team, you still are secondary to the basketball team. And that's different than a lot of other places. So no matter what you say, you are not the king guy, you know, king on the campus. So that $20.5 million is going to be allocated as such.
And I'm fascinated to see what that dynamic plays out, because think about a guy like Mark Stoops at Kentucky. Made a living for 20 years being second fiddle, but Mark Stoops is not Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He's not. Would Bill Belichick being hired at North Carolina, is that a bigger deal for Carolina or for Belichick?
It's a bigger deal for Carolina. And you know what? Here's
like, you think Michael Jordan's checkbook isn't opening itself right now at the idea of having the Jordan.
Save big this holiday season.
All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brand put on a Belichick product, football product.
Belichick sleeveless hoodie.
But, I mean, you listen. The business. We get caught up in that single lane of okay, college football. How many coaches can even speak in the room that Bill Bill? How many Division One, Power Four head coaches could dare walk into a whiteboard room with Bill Belichick? And that is a number that is very, very small.
Yeah. I mean, that's his advantage. That's his advantage. His disadvantages are his age, personality, track record, probably the way he left New England, and probably how the situation with Tom Brady, that would not help him at it for a quarterback position.
I don't think it's gonna.
Oh, it matters.
What high school quarterback?
Google and whoever can watch YouTube, that is not gonna work out very well. They're just not going. These kids aren't built like it. You've seen it here. You're not gonna disrespect the best quarterback of all time and then sign up when you're more weak minded and more emotionally like willing to quit and be like, yeah, I want that. He's going to have to find a Tom Brady. Then he will be able to double back and get the Tom Brady. That's where he's going to have to do it. And that's just the state of college football.
Sitting in a room at Elite 11 and Team USA with 16 of the best quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks in the country.
Right.
And Belichick walked in and all the other coaches became invisible. And he went into a conversation and a huddle with those 17 quarterbacks and had a conversation that no other coach in the country could have with them. Because he's done a thing. There's no coach in that room that could talk to those quarterbacks about creating the best version of a quarterback ever. Ever. Like, we can get – I watched that room. I was in the room. So I watched that room of – and it's Jay Foreman walking into a linebacker room in Lincoln, Nebraska. There's one linebacker, maybe two, who can go in that conversation, go into huddle of the 50 best linebackers in the state of Nebraska and have a conversation with them about what it takes to lead the NFL in tackles or to be a Husker Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean,
we can get into.
I'm not on Google though.
Yeah,
I'm not on a documentary.
Google.
That's where he's going to be fighting it because it's the perception and the reality. The reality is Bill Belichick was just coaching his team. Actually, probably how you should, right?
Right.
Nobody's bigger than the team. You might be paid the most, but I need for us to be the best of all time. I got to coach it. Now he probably went a little bit too far, especially towards it became personal. And everybody, you know, does that. Where these kids, they don't separate it. They are very like, they like snapshots. They're snapshots. They're not doing their research. So he's gonna have to find his own way to recreate itself, and that's the best way to go about it. Now, if he gets a 5-star quarterback that's willing to, you know, go through that type of stuff, then that's fine. I do also think Bill Belichick is smart enough, knowing that he can't coach kids like he coached Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is a grown man.
Well, he'll have people around him and his staff. I would imagine his staff's gonna be pretty impressive as well, right?
It's gonna be a good mixture of
right,
old and new,
right?
If I offer you the chance to take Colorado's staff now or Bill Belichick's hypothetical staff, which one do you start your program with?
Hoodie's staff only because there's enough room for both of them, and they're recruiting different players and different people. Like we act like it's a one size fit all for the best quarterback, the best running back. No. It literally, we're having the conversation between, you know, Dylan and Gabe and Shadir and Cam, and none of the four of them are moved by the same thing, coached the same way, playing in the same systems, but they all have talent. And they all have an intellect. And if you put Deion Saban said, you know what? Maybe Hoodie's right. Maybe I'll go back somewhere. Urban says, hey, you know what? The three of us would be pretty cool that we're not coaching in the same place, but we're all adding to the game that is college football. Like, we're going to make college football better by being a part of it, because it is. It would absolutely be better with those coaches in it. Take those four coaches, and literally you have enough talent in this country to build college football the way everybody wants. Because remember now, nobody's going to come to Bill Belichick and say, hey, you got to give me X number of dollars to play for you. Hey, man, nah, dog, here's what I'm paying. Here's what Hoodie is paying. Right? And there are dads who go,
There will be some. Yeah, not a lot, but there will be some.
You only need a couple.
You need a couple. I mean, that's going to be the kind of where that's where the way when you were a head coach and essentially GM as well, and how you negotiated at the NFL levels, it just won't work. It just won't. Now, where he will probably be ahead of the curve is how to manage the cap, and probably this percentage of my revenue sharing cap or whatever it is needs to go to this position, because either based on the next 2 year schedule, this is who we're playing, all that stuff. He'll blow people out of the water. All the things that these kids view as important is where he's going to have to either compromise towards, you know, but he can't, you know, and or
adapt, because he's not going to compromise his principles, right?
Changing. Compromise meaning that the way I articulated that, the way he talked to Tom Brady, I cannot do that to Bryce Underwood.
So
you're going to have to change that way you do that, or it just won't. It'll
here's
be
my question for you, Jay, because I think this is the right way to look at it. That if Jay Foreman as a coach, as a linebacker coach, and your phone starts ringing, you're in the portal and you're available to any college program, and Belichick says, you know what? First of all, Foreman is knowledgeable, high character, and he'll listen. He'll work. He'll coach. He could do way worse at the linebacker position. And he calls you and says, Jay Foreman, come to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. You got Carolina connections. Come down here and work with my linebacker.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have – I mean, he
– Right, don't you go?
Yeah, anybody goes. And they also have star power throughout that's been in the program. You know, obviously Julius Peppers just went into the College Football Hall of Fame, I think, last night. And then obviously you got Lawrence Taylor, and they got recent history of guys as well. So he had –
Josh Downs.
Yeah, it's set up for him to do the last hurrah. Like, ha, NFL, you guys want to pass me over, Dallas. You want to not fire Daboll, your early Giants. You want to screw over Robert Saleh.
The Commanders were in play, right?
The Jets could have fired Saleh and hired him. You could have. There's a plethora of teams that could have, right? Yeah. Seattle or whatever, Tennessee. So then he's like, okay, well, let me go show you how I can do in college. So we'll see.
Let me answer this one text. So, DP, are you putting Deion on the same level as Saban, Urban, and Belichick? No. We're talking about recruiting in today's college football spectrum. That in that spectrum, there's a – Jay and Austin, I will take your word on this. If Dabo called and Deion called, right? They're not going to get the same players, but they're getting the same caliber of players, same level of players, because of what they can do for those careers. Deion and 98% of the coaches in the country are below Deion when it comes to a high school elite football player answering his call and considering playing, giving his career to Deion Sanders.
Different. I mean, it's just different levels to it.
Like, there's not 10 coaches
that can out recruit him. No.
That can out recruit Deion.
No.
Yeah, that
I
was
mean,
my
if everything in an equal playing field. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just different personalities, different time too. So, anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.